Hello, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. However you're receiving this broadcast, even if you have downloaded it from our website as part of a teaching series, we welcome you today. We want to gather around the Word of God. We want to open our minds, open our hearts to receive it, because the Bible said, if our hearts are prepared for this holy seed, if it falls into a good ground heart, it, the Word of God itself, will bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some even 100-fold. Wow, that is a great potential today for a life changing circumstances that the heart allows to happen when it receives the Word of God. So we just want to see some lives changed today, Christian and non-Christian. If you're not a Christian, we pray you'll stay tuned today. We want you to hear about God's pathway to peace. We want you to understand His plan of salvation. We want you to understand the freedom and the benefits of being saved. The devil will only show you what it's going to cost you, and I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said the kingdom of God is like a treasure hid in a field. When a man finds it, when he discovers it, he sells everything he's got to possess it. If there's $10 billion worth of treasure out in a field and you can buy that field for your life savings, I venture to say it would be worth your life savings to be $10 billion richer. Well, that's what the kingdom of God is like when you really see it as it is. Praise God. Not just a bunch of religious rules alone. Amen. This is life. And that more abundantly. Praise God. No one who's a true Christian today and truly following Jesus would trade the kingdom of God for anything this old world has to offer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we want you to get into this with us. So if you're not a Christian, please stay tuned today. And you that are Christians, we want you to know that God is calling us very clearly with a clarion call to return to our resting place. That is our topic, returning to our resting place. Oh, how I want to be in that place in my personal walk with God. And oh, how I want to see Christians in that place in the Lord where we experience the peace that passes under all understanding, that we can look at an uncertain future circumstantially in this world with the certain faith that God is with us. God will not forsake us. God will see us through. Praise God. Amen. And be able to sleep like a baby at night. And I mean really sleep deeply and peacefully. Praise God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen, let's read this from Jeremiah 50 and verse 6. While you're turning, if you would like to visit our website to download any of the recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus or any sermon materials, I've been pastor here for going on our 38th year, and there are many sermons and many recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. You can download and just listen online, or you can download to any MP3 player and iPod, etc. And we just don't charge anything, but we ask that you don't either. Praise God for any of these materials. Freely we've received, freely, because of the graciousness and benevolence of others who help us to do this ministry. We're able to do this without any charge at all. We're grateful to you for listening, for coming. If we can be a blessing, that is God's design, and that is our desire. Amen. Jeremiah 50 and verse 6 says, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill, and they have forgotten their resting place." They have forgotten their resting place. Listen, friend, when Christian leadership fails to boldly declare the whole counsel of God, for whatever reason, people are absolutely deceived into thinking that there is something less that we can get by with than the Lordship of Jesus and still have the leadership of the Spirit of God. And that simply isn't so. In order for God to be your shepherd, as David said, we have to become His sheep, literally His followers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen carefully today. Amen. There is so much preaching and teaching that doesn't challenge and bring change in the heart and lives of people. But when we declare the whole counsel of God through the Scriptures and we declare it with the love of God, amen, lives are changed because people are challenged. And I want to challenge you with the word today. If you're not walking in that place in the Lord that you know He's called you to, then you don't have true peace in your heart. If you're not obeying God, and when I say obeying, I'm not talking about sinless perfection. There's always going to be room for improvement in our lives. We are a people that are under construction. Praise God. Amen. But let me tell you something. If you have a heart with the intent to obey, God is in your corner. God is on your side. Amen. And the Lord is going to continue what He began in you until the coming of Jesus and our ascending to heaven. Listen, He that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that God is faithful to watch over His word to perform it. And we just want to get that word in us with a heart to obey. God will help us with all the rest. Praise God. Amen. Let me read you something as a challenge as we go into this today. Isaiah 30 and verse 15 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Praise God. Amen. You know, the Bible said the wicked, whether it be people who have been saved and haven't really yielded to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, haven't really surrendered to His Lordship. Amen. You know, we used to sing a song years ago that made a hit. Mr. In Between. Burl Ives used to sing that. And taking some of you back down through time. Mr. In Between makes a feller mean. I've never seen a Christian that was a fence-setting Christian who wasn't committed to the world and acknowledging that they were backslidden, or committed to Christ, amen, and experiencing His peace and rest. It is a terrible, tension-filled place to be. And when sin is unrepented, even in a Christian life, we live in a state of inner tumult and turmoil. The Bible said the wicked are like the waters of a troubled sea, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, unto the wicked. But Jesus said, if you take my yoke upon you and learn of me, that means commit yourself to a life of obedience out of devotion, just like I have done. You will find rest for your soul. Praise God. Amen. That is that peace that we're talking about here today. That is the resting place. It involves a life of obedience to the Lord, committing ourselves to give heed to what He has said. Praise God. And finding the right way and walking in it. That's what this is all about. That path that obedience reveals is called the path of righteousness. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said that the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my pathway. God wants to illuminate to you today through His word that path of righteousness, which is the path that leads to peace, the path that leads to power. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful, wonderful life when we live it with the heart that intends to obey God. Amen. On the other hand, the Scripture says that great peace have they which love thy law, which embrace thy law. I love Psalm 1. It is so wonderful and powerful. It says, "Stand not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor walk in the way of sinners." Amen. Blessed is the man that standeth not. That means happy to be envied is the man who standeth not in the way of sinners, who walks not in the way of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he doth meditate day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers, amen, and shall not see when the drought comes, hallelujah, amen. And whatever he puts his hand to, because it will be in the will and purpose of God, because he's walking in the path of righteousness. Whatever he puts his hand to shall prosper. Praise God. That is the best promise that I can find concerning the blessed life. Amen. True prosperity is linked directly to obedience and inward peace called rest. Glory be to God. We want to get back to that place where we love God's Word. We don't just endure it. I mean, people start looking at their watches in many churches at 10 to 12, and they want that no matter what God is saying, how rich and wonderful and powerful the Word of God is, they want that service to end within a gnat's eyebrow of 12 so they can go and do something fun and something fulfilling. And what they don't understand is how precious and powerful the Word of God is. It's for instruction in righteousness. Amen. Praise God. And when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible said that we are going to be filled. Praise God. This is the challenge today that I want to give you as a Christian. And if you don't know God, you have been called to a place that you can rest assured. Amen. That your eternal destiny, where you're going to spend eternity, that needs to be settled, friend. That God is with you while you're here to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to give you peace of mind and peace in your heart. Amen. You need to return. God has called all of us to this place of rest, to this path of righteousness. Jeremiah 6:16-17 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet." But they said, "We will not listen." You know, there's a scripture in the Old Testament that said, "Sound the alarm in my holy city. Lift up your voice like a trumpet." This is to the watchman, to the watchman. Who are the watchmen in the New Covenant? They're the pastors, the preachers, the evangelists, the teachers. We are the watchmen. And you know what God said to that ancient watchman in the book of Ezekiel? He said, "Son of man, I've made thee a watchman over Israel. If you see the enemy coming and you fail to warn my people and the enemy destroys them, their blood will I require at thine hand." Their blood will I require at thine hand. Just like he required the blood of Abel at Cain's hand, he will require that at our hand. But if you see the enemy coming and you warn my people and they do not listen, then you've delivered your own soul. See, Paul understood that very clearly in the New Testament. And he said, "I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Therefore, I am free from the blood, pure from the blood of all men. I will not have blood guiltiness for the destruction of anyone's soul or life because I didn't tell them the truth." Now, folks, I'm going to be real forthright and honest. I love to be loved. I love to be accepted. I love it when people applaud me. It doesn't feel good when people reject me, and especially when they ignore me and close their ears to the good word of God. But I'm going to tell you something today. I'm going to proclaim it, whether I'm popular or not, whether I'm not running for election here. This is not a democracy. It's not supposed to be when it comes to the work of God. It's a theocracy. God is the head of the church. Praise God. Amen. I just wanted to let you know where I stand today. I'm standing on the authority of the Bible. I'm standing on the truth of the Word of God. I'm standing on God's own integrity today. If God says it's sin then, it's sin now. Amen. Man hasn't changed that much. We've become more intellectual and inventive, but our basic human needs have not changed. The wicked are still like the troubled sea whose waters cast up mire and dirt. And the righteous still are called to a place of rest in the Lord, where no matter what happens, we know all is well. For God is with us, and there's nothing between us. That great chasm that sin has created has been bridged by the cross and Jesus outstretched upon it. And His precious blood has washed away our sin. And when we begin to walk with God, we find both positional righteousness through the blood of Jesus and a personal, practical righteousness as we walk in obedience. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, this is, people think that Christians live in some kind of religious box. And if you're one of those Christians that looks like you've been baptized in pickle juice, you just feed that misconception. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Jesus came to set the captive free. And I find great liberty in being committed to following Jesus Christ. Amen. Being a bond slave of Jesus doesn't mean you're put in a prison. It means you're set free from the prison of self and the prison of want. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's so good to be able to say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, because this Lord that I'm committed to follow, He makes me lay down in green pasture. He leads me beside still water. He anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Hallelujah. Listen, friend, and at the end of it all, we abide in the Lord's house forever. That's where it all ends up. But all along the journey, we find peace and rest and power and purpose in our life. The old paths, return to the old paths. Walk in the old straight paths and you will find rest. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 37 and verse 7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Just wait patiently in the Lord and rest in Him. Let's trust in Him and lean upon Him. If there's anything wrong, let's get it right. I love what David said in Psalm 32, this great psalm of repentance. He said, when I held my peace, or in essence, when I failed to deal with sin in my life, when I just ignored it, buried it, shoved it aside, when I held my peace, when I failed to repent and get right with God. Oh, let me say something very quickly. There's nothing wrong with getting right with God. It is not a negative experience. It is a powerful, positive experience. When we return to God, the Bible said He will return to us. Glory to God. He runs with open arms to embrace us and to restore fellowship and all the blessings of the being right with God. Amen and amen. I don't know how we got this negative spin on repentance, and I don't know why preachers don't call both God's people when necessary and the world to repentance. This is the first step in restoration. And restoration is something you need to experience. Glory be to God. Amen. God said, I'll restore unto you the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the locust and the grasshopper has eaten. I'll restore all of those years. I'll give you the former and latter rain in a season. I'll give you bumper crops. Glory to God. We're not just talking about the material alone. Amen. He will see to us as a shepherd God, as a father God, materially. But beyond all of that is the spiritual restoration where peace ensues. Amen. Where the human heart is just filled with God's peace, bringing a confident rest for the soul. Said it last week, said it week before, gotta say it again. Amen. The human soul will never find rest until it finds its rest in God. And that is the challenge today. Amen. It's easy to get distracted. Busyness is the modern illness that we all suffer from. But He offers us this wonderful peace. Praise God. How precious is that description of faith in the Song of Solomon. There's a scripture that says, who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved? Praise God. There was a song some years ago, and it said, learning to lean. Learning to lean. Finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. And the depiction here in the Song of Solomon is a man and woman walking together who are deeply in love and committed to one another. But as she walks with Him, she's leaning upon Him. As you walk with God, amen, and find that peace and rest and confidence comes, you'll be able to lean on Him. And when you lean on Him, you'll find the strength that you need to face every difficulty, every problem, every pressure of life. Amen. We are also known in the New Testament as resting in Him. Let me read you this. This is so important that we get this concept today. Many years ago, a foreign missionary named John Patton translated the New Testament into a native language. As he was working, he found that the natives had no word for belief. That was a problem. How can I tell Jesus' story without a word for believe? John was stopped cold, until one day a native dropped in and stretched him out on John's couch. The native quietly commented on how good it felt to lean his whole weight on that couch. Patton wrote that down. That's why whenever your Bible has the word believe, John's Bible says we should lean our whole weight on God. Amen. If you're a sinner today, amen. I'm going to tell you something about sin. The Bible says it can give pleasure, but only for a season. It can't give you anything lasting. It certainly can't give you true, lasting peace. The Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard. So Jesus challenges and He calls, ho, you that labor and are heavy laden. You are that are bearing, that has that weight of guilt and shame bearing down on you. Come unto Me, you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You can cast that burden over on the Lord, and you can have His freedom. And the Bible said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God. David said, when I held my peace, my bones waxed old all the day long, in Psalm 32. My bones waxed old with roaring. The troubled sea casting up that mire and dirt is pictured here. Even this righteous man had chosen a wicked way, and he needed to come back to his resting place. Hallelujah. And until he did, he was in that same condition of those who didn't know God and didn't follow God. He said, when I held my peace, my bones waxed old with roaring all the day long. My moisture was turned to drought. This is a king. He had it all, but he couldn't enjoy any of it without God's peace. And he said, don't be like the ox or the mule, amen, who has to be turned about with the bit and bridle, who has to come under chastisement, who pressure and pain drives him back to God. Come on home now. Don't wait for the pain and the pressure to get so intense in your life. God wants to spare you that. Come back now. But if you're under the pain and pressure, there is a place of rest and sweet release in Jesus Christ. Psalm 32 starts with blessed. And everywhere that's found in the Old Covenant concerning God's covenant people, it means happy, to be envied. Blessed is the man whose transgression is covered, whose sin is forgiven. How do we get sin forgiven? Amen. If we say we have no sin, the New Testament says we lie and do not the truth. But if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Lean your whole weight on God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe, literally lean his whole weight on Him, may not perish, but have eternal life. Lean your whole weight on Jesus today, and your life will be changed. Learning to lean. That's what this is all about. This is a learning process. You get saved, you got to learn to lean. If you're not saved, you got to begin the process by repenting of your sin and trusting Christ and Christ alone for your salvation. But trying to stand in your own strength, God didn't design you to stand alone. He designed you to walk with Him. Praise God. That's what's been missing in your life. Don't you say religion is a crutch, and I say alcohol is. You say religion is a crutch, and I say drugs are. You say religion is a crutch, and I say seeking fulfillment through sinful pleasure is a crutch, because you'll never find anything that lasts. And I'm going to tell you this about Christianity. It's more than a religion. It's a relationship with God. And a relationship with God. If it's a crutch, give me two of them. I want to lean heavily upon the Lord. I want Him to be my shepherd. I want to be His follower. I want to lay down in green pasture. I want to be led beside still waters. Praise God. I want to be fully restored. You know, the Bible said the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ said, I came not to just give you a bunch of stringent rules to box you in. I came to show you the path of righteousness to set you free. Hallelujah. I came to give you life. And that more abundantly. Today, friend, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I want you to know that He came to give you life. And He came to give it to you more abundantly. And I believe God is speaking to somebody today. I know God is speaking to somebody today to give your life to Jesus. To trust Him for what you could never do. You can't change yourself, but God can change you. You can't change your life. But you can change your mind about sin and say, Lord, I'm so sorry I sinned against You. I don't want to go down this road anymore, this path that leads to destruction. I want off of this hell's highway. I don't want to be on the highway to hell anymore. I want to be on the road to peace. Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. Cleanse me, fill me, change me, be the Lord of my life, shepherd me in Jesus' name. Oh, if you're praying any form of a sinner's prayer to repent of your sins and receive Christ as your Savior, He's listening, He's lifting, He's loosing today. He's setting captives free. And if you're a Christian right now, and you're not following the Lord in obedience, you're not walking in the path of righteousness, God's challenge, God's call is come home. Come home today. Come home to the Father's house. Let the restoration begin. And then let the celebration begin. Hallelujah. And let the joy come back. And let the peace ensue. Come back to your resting place. Come back to your resting place and find the joy of sins forgiven, fellowship restored. Well, our time is gone. Come back next week. Let's be challenged and changed as we talk about Jesus.